Okay, we're picking up 11 lines from top of Yadalad Amad Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So now the Gemara is talking, continuing the discussion about a Maimit Shloshtan. Amar Le Rav, Le Rav Acha Bardila. So Rav said to Rav Acha Bardila, and we're going to have to obviously also assume that the third person was there, right? That's the whole idea of Maimit Shloshtan. The third person was there also. He said to him the following, Kaba Dumarika Isli Gabach. So he says that I have a kav of saffron that I deposited by you, so therefore it's a pikadon. Yahaveh leploni. Give it to the third person over here. Give it to Shimon, the guy over here. And I'm also telling you to do this in his presence, so that therefore I will not retract my gift. That's why I'm telling you to do it. So the Gemara wants to be medayik in the lashon of Rav. The Gemara is medayik that mechlal de ibai hadar bei mata hadar bei. That implies that if Rav had wanted to retract it, he would have retracted it. But how could you possibly do that? He already transferred the ownership of the saffron to the third person through a Maimit Shloshtan. Telling him that the third person is there, Rav Lechora had done a Maimit Shloshtan, and it sounded like just like an Eitzah Tova. He's not going to back out if he says it to his face. So it says Gemara, no, Hachi Kamar, we had the wrong diak. Rather, Dvar Malala lo nit lechazara. The fact that he's here, and I'm giving it to Shimon, that's why Rav said to Rav Acha Bardila that he's doing it in front of him, because by doing that, he has done a kinyan of a kinyan maimon shloshtan, and therefore, he's unable to retract it. That's what he meant. So it says the Gemara, ha, amar Rav Acha, ha, amar Rav, chadazimna. That way, we already learned this already once Rav said this statement before. So why are you repeating it? Damar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So Rav Huna now said the same Rav. Mane lebiadcha tnei leploni. We saw this before. You have a mana, and he says to give it to Shimon. You're watching my $100 bill. Give it to Shimon. So however, if you do it, but my mitzvah kana, the lacha is that it works if you do it with a third party automatically and he acquires the mana. So why then does Rav need to feel why does Rav tell us this situation again? Why does the Gemara feel the need to tell us the story of Rav Acha Bardila that he can't retract it? Lachora, Rav Acha Bardila should have known this halacha because Rav already taught it. So that's a Gemara now, because we didn't mention both statements, because imahu, if it was from only that case, hava mina hani mili matana meruba, I would have thought that this only applies to a very large gift, like a mana, because then it's a full gemiras das. Ava matana me'etis lalibai b'fanav, but maybe when it comes to a small gift, like a kav of saffron, which is a very small amount, it's not so expensive, apparently. So then I would have not required that the third party has to be there in order to take effect. Maybe through Zachin or whatever it is, you don't need even a Maimit Shloshtan, you could do it even without that. Kamash Man, so therefore Rav teaches you that a Maimit Shloshtan only works even for a small amount if the third party is there. If he's not there, it's Ma'akev, and you cannot do a kinyan of Maimit Shloshtan. Okay, so then the Gemara goes right there. Hanu Ganai, there was the gardeners, and they were planting vegetables. So they were renting from an owner. That part's important. They were renting from an owner, and they decided to do like their common accounts, right? Each one made whatever is $1,000 that month. And one of them ended up having an extra 15 zuz that came out. He had 1,015 zuz. They all split it equally. They were all partners. And he had an extra 15 zuz. So the other gardeners told him, so that extra 15 zuz that you have, give it to the landlord, the person that we have to pay for renting the property. Be'ape mare ara. And they said this in the presence of the landlord, and therefore they did a Maimit Shloshtan, because that 15 Zuzin was not his. That extra 15 Zuzin was supposed to be Shimon and Levi. So Shimon and Levi say to Reuven, give it to Yisachar, our landowner. So therefore they did a Be'ape mare v'kadamine, and not only that, the landlord also did a Kinyan Chalipin. Chalipin, right, is when the buyer, he hands the seller a smaller item, like the handkerchief, and he acquires the object being sold. So here, this is also able to be done in order to create his chayvus mamon by taking the suda. So here the landlord is doing the chalipin to acquire the claim of the 15 zuzin on the gardener, and therefore he is, any questions arising, so the maimit shloshtan, that would be fine because he already did a kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara says, Lasof Azel. So then the gardener, he had his own account to look into the bills. Avad Chushbana Bidilil and Afshay, he does it himself, right? He looked at his own bills. Lo Pashka Bidilil, then he did the numbers, and the calculation is just off. Everybody was entitled to $1,000. He didn't have 1,015. He had 1,000 just like everybody else. So Azel, like Amadir Nachman. So therefore, he asked Rav Nachman, because now maybe that 15 already was given as a Kenyan. Amar Lerav Nachman told him, Mayavid Lach, what am I going to do for you? Chada, the Amar Avun Amar Rav. That we say that a Maimit Shloshtan works to transfer the money. And secondly, not even that, you did a super kinyan, you did it through a kinyan chalipin. And Rav Nachman apparently didn't know that the gardener had a miscalculation over here. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rava, atu ha, hi, mi kamar lo yavina. This person's not saying, I didn't want to give the 15 extra. However, I'm saying that he didn't have it. They weren't mine. They weren't his. They weren't Shimon and Levi's, and therefore it was a complete toss. To which Rav Nachman responded, if that's the case, that's correct. Amalei Rav Nachman responded back to the gardeners, Im Kain. If that's really what happened, Kinyan Matos, so therefore the Chalipin is a mistake. The Chokinyan Matos, Chalizer, the Lach of a Kinyan Matos, it is void, and that which was transferred goes back to the original owner, and therefore it is not a Kinyan whatsoever. That's just a false premise. It's similar to a Mekach Tos. And we know, right, the cases above Metzia and Prekazov have at length discussed this idea that if a person sells something way above, way above market value, charges you double the price, right? Let's say there's a phone on the market, a flip phone. It goes for $50 everywhere. This guy tells you it's worth $250. So that's what's called Ona. And it's a Mekach Tos. It's a complete, all the money given, the whole transaction is completely void. Here also, the transaction that he obligated himself to pay was under a false premise that he owed that money. And since the whole premise was incorrect, therefore, it's not valid. And then the Maimon Shloshim, obviously, Kolchakin is not valid because there was no claim on this money, so they weren't able to even transfer the money because it wasn't theirs. So Pasha, the Maimon Shloshim should not work either, and we're good. That is the opinion. That's what Nachman explains, that there was no point to that. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, continuing in the Maimon Shloshim, so Geholech Man Laponi Shani Chayavlo. So if someone hands a money, similar Shaila, if someone gives his Shaliach a money and he says, take this to Reuven, because I owe him $1,000. Amar Rav, Chayav Achriuso. So the Shaliach is responsible for the security until it reaches the Malva's hands. So if it's lost, right? So the person, right? If it was a case of ones, so then, he's pater from onsin, this Shaliach. Then the one who sent him is going to be Chayav to pay the money. So Amarav Chayev Bechriuso, meaning the person who sent it is Chayev to pay the money if it gets lost. If the Shaliach was onus and some crazy thing happened, right? Lightning struck the house and all the money burnt down. So then the Mishaleach would have to send the money again. However, if he wishes to retract his payments after giving it to the Shaliach, he is not allowed to. So it's like a catch-22. It's on the negative end for both things. One is that the sender, owns the money, the Love owes the money, and he appoints this guy, yet we don't assume that he did a zechiah for him. We don't assume that he, because if his shaliach bought it, Kila was quoted $1,000 on behalf of the person he owed it to, again, Reuven owed Levi $1,000. So Reuven gave Shimon the $1,000. So if Shimon was collecting on behalf of Levi, if you view it like that, zechiah shalom b'fanav, then the money is already considered as if he gave it to Levi, and Reuven is totally off the hook. But we don't view it like that. Rav is saying this double standard here, that he, on the one hand, the Mishaleach is responsible for the money all the way until it gets to the hands of him. But on the other hand, we don't assume that he's allowed to be chozer. That's a fascinating thing. He's not allowed to be chozer if he wants to retract. Shmuel Amar Mitoshechai Bachriyuso. Shmuel says no. Like, why would you say that? Since the person is responsible until the money reaches Levi's hands in our example, then Pashut in Balachzer Chozer. Then if it's Pashut that if he wants to retract up until it reaches the Malveh, he's allowed to. That's Pashut. That's a Davar Pashut, says Shmuel. So Levi Ma'akim Liflikis. And Gemara says, L'chora, we could say that maybe they're arguing about the following part. Tamar Savar, Rav is going to hold Holech Kizchi Dami. That when you say, take this $1,000 and give it to Levi, that is like Zechi. So therefore, the Mishaleach had appointed a Shaliach to acquire the money on behalf of the Malveh, and therefore he cannot retract it. And he got it for him. However, we still have to assume that he can't retract this payment, but he's still going to be chayev in the event that the money is lost, since the Malveh didn't authorize him. That's the point. Since he didn't authorize him, so you can't assume that he would accept that liability, and maybe he wouldn't. He said, you have to go to my house and pay me back. I gave you $1,000, I did a tova. Until the $1,000 gets to my house, I'm not accepting any achrayas. And since that's a very likely scenario, says Rav, that's why Rav would hold that we don't say that. So that's the point. That's the opinion of Rav. Amar Savar, now Shmuel is going to hold Holech, Lav Kischi Dami, that saying Holech is not like Schi, that therefore the sender can retract his payment, because Shmuel's understanding that when Reuven appointed Shimon to pay Levi the $1,000, that was not his Schia for him, and therefore he can retract it. He's just working on behalf of Reuven. Says the Gemara, no. Lo dekol yalma holech kischi. I mean, everybody agrees that saying holech is kischi, and so why would Shmuel then say that you're allowed to retract? The Rav is going to hold lo amin amigo, that we don't assume that since the guy is chayav for the money until he reaches the malveh, he can retract. Umar Savar, Shmuel does all that svar amin amigo, that we would accept the svar to assume that since he's chayav in the money until it reaches the hand of Levi, so therefore Reuven can retract even when he appointed Shimon. That is what we're assuming over here, and therefore, you'd be able to retract. Now the Gemara says, Tanaka Vasra, we actually have a braisa that supports the Shita of Rav. Holach mani leploni shani chayav lo. If a person says to his shaliach, take this money that I owe him, ten mani leploni shani chayav lo, or go and give this money to him. Holach mani leploni pikodon sheish lebiadi, or take this money that has been deposited with me. Ten mani leploni pikodon sheish lebiadi, or give this money that has been deposited with me. Chayav bachri yusa. The halacha is that the mishaliach is responsible for the money until it reaches the owner. V'im balachzer in a chozer, and if the mishaliach wants to retract the money before it's delivered, he is not allowed to. That is the sheet of Rav Mamish. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Wait a second, though. How does this halacha work? Stamazon, we're asking a kashan the brace, pikodon. We're talking about a pikodon. A pikodon is an object which I give to you. I give you my shtender, which is very valuable to me. So le malay, so that I could tell the guy, how is he allowed to give it to somebody else? There's a special halacha. If I appointed Ruvain to watch my shtender, you don't have any right to give it to a different person to watch it, because maybe I don't trust the second person the way I trusted you. So therefore, how could that happen over here? So says the Gemara, the Brace is referring to a case where I actually gave it to somebody, the shtender, maybe I didn't realize it first, even if I did realize it first, that the guy is a liar. There's a previous case that we know about where he lied, he's falsely sweared about lying, and in such a case, you definitely don't want him to be watching it, and therefore, the halacha is over here that would be the case that since the guy, you don't want him to be watching it, then you can't give it over to a second person. That would answer the kasha. So now the Gemara has another ma'aser. Rav Sheshes havele asharta disarbila mil choser. Rav Sheshes, he owed money because he used to buy cloaks. He used to buy different garments he used to buy on credit from distributors. So he used to buy on credit and then pay them the amount. So he owed them money. So Amar Lei, so what happened? In Mechoza. Amar Lei le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So he said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, who was traveling to Mechoza, Behadei de Asis Isnail Nehalei. When you come back from Mechoza, please bring me the money that they owe me. So, sorry, he sold it to them on credit, and now they owed him back. Sorry, he was the malve. Rav Yosef was the malve. Rav Sheshes was the malve, rather. I got that wrong. Sheshes was the malve, and he asked him to get the money back from Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So now the Gemara says, Azal, Rav Yosef Bar Chama went to Mechoza, and he asked for the money, and he got it back. Avinalei, they gave him the money. Amrilei, Niknim Enach, they said, we're going to acquire from you, through an act of chalipin, to not be chayev in the money that we are giving you right now. In order that he should take the responsibility, and now it's going to transfer to Rav Sheshes as a mashleach of Rav Sheshes, and not them. Amar lehu, he said, I'm willing to take the liability upon myself. So if he lehu, he ended up avoiding doing the kinyan chalipin. He first said yes, and then he realized he didn't want to do that. He was nervous, and he avoided doing the kinyan chalipin. Kiasa legabe, when Rav Yosef Bracham returned to Rav Sheshes, Amar lehu, shapir vadis, he did well, de lo shavis nashach. You don't have to do that. We don't have any chiyuv to accept upon ourselves the responsibility. They're not coming to me. They owe me the money. They owe me the $1,000 that they owe me. And if they're not coming to me, then I don't have a chiyuv to take responsibility until the money gets to my hands. Eved loyvel ishmalve. This is a pasuk in Mishlei that the burden sometimes of a debt is on the borrower. So therefore, he has to go out of his way to lose out on certain circumstances. This being one of them, that the love is not able to demand that they should take achrayus when he goes back. Lishna chinish abedavad eved loyvel ishmalve. Another lashon is that he just quotes the pasuk. So that's a big discussion. Exactly what is the difference? Right? That you didn't place yourself in this position, and then he said over lo yishmalve. The second answer is just he just quotes the pasuk. That's a very fine line. What the difference is? So that's that's the lashon achrin of how it's said. Some just say it was said differently, but you could get a technical. The Maram Shif has an arichus. What exactly the difference is? Says the Gemara Vayter. Ravachi bar Yoshia havile ispika de kaspa benarda. He had a silver kli, and it was in Arda, and it was being watched in Arda. Turning on to Yodalim Abiz, Amar Lehu LeRabbi Dostai BeRabbi Yanai LeRabbi Yosi Bar Kippar. So he said to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yanai and Rabbi Yosi Bar Kippar, who were traveling to Arda at the time, BeHadid Isu Avas Melech. Can you do me a favor when you're there? Can you please bring me the kli? Azul Yavinele. So they went to Arda and they gave him the silver kli. Amrilei. So the people who were watching the kli, the silver kli, said to the Rabbanim, Nikne Minaychu. Can we do a kinyan chalipin to prevent us from the liability of being chayav in this item if it doesn't get to the original owner? Amar lehu lo. So they responded, no, we're not taking that achrayus. Amar lehu. So ajun alech. So give us back that silver clay. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai, Amar lei in. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai said, okay, I'll give it back to them. I'm not taking this achrayus. Like he asked me for a favor to bring it back from Narda. I'm not taking achrayus. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chippar, Amar lehu lo. He said, no, I'm giving it back to you. He had, that was a psak of Rav, that one who gives a thing to the shaliach for delivery to its owner may not retract it. Oh, so that's how he held, and that's why he felt that he was not allowed to retract it. So therefore, they began to beat him up, Rav Yosef Bar Kippar. to take the item forcibly from him. Amrulei, so they said to Rabbi Starbar Yane, Chazim Ar Hechi Kavit. Look what they're doing. They're not giving back the kli. Look what he's doing. He's not Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur. He's not giving us back the kli. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Dustai was fearing for his life. Tov Ramalech. So therefore he said, good, you guys are doing good. Keep beating him. So Rav Achai, he didn't realize before that who they were, and now he was very afraid of this. So Kiyasu Legabe, when the two Rabbanim returned to Rav Achai Rav Yoshia, Amar Lei, so the Rav Yossi Bar Kippur said to Rav Achai Rav Yoshia, Chazimar, look what he did. He didn't help me in arguing with them. El Amar Lahu, Nami Tav Ramulei. He said also that he kept saying, give him a beating. Amar Lei Rav Achai Rav Yoshia responded that, you know, it was a very scary time. Why did you do this? Why would you assume that it was good to say this? Even though obviously you're motivated by fear, but what led you to this fear? Amalei, to which Rabbi Dastai responded the following. Osim b'nei Adam, these people, hein ama v'kovan ama, they're extremely tall. They're extremely tall, and they're, even their turbans they were wearing were very tall, showing their sense of nobility and how scary they were. U'midabri mechatzeyan, and they speak from mechatzeyan, they're very deep voices, Rashi says. U'mishimosein muvhalin adar v'atar pili b'rish. Even their names are Ardara, Arta, Pili, Resh. They're scary people. Their names, the people give them nicknames of like Arod, which is a donkey, like people, scary animals, a wild donkey, because people give them these nicknames because they were very scary people. Omer and Kosin, if they tell, they're like mafia people, they would tell somebody, the leaders would tell the people who work for them to tie people up, they would tie them up. Omer and Horgo, Horgo, they even have the power to kill. They could have killed us. Ilo Hargu es Tustaya, they killed Dustai, Minasan Liane Abba Barka, mostly a very fascinating line, would have given Yanai, my father, another son like me. So he believed that he was a Pikuach Nefesh. Why Dafka did he say this Lashon that, like, had my father lost me and someone like me? An interesting thing. Could just say it was Pikuach Nefesh, an interesting Lashon. Amar Leir, Ravacha Ravoshi said to Rabbi Dustai, B'nei Adam Alalu Krovan L'Malchuzan, he said, are they connected with the government? Meaning, are they able to just kill? So he wasn't sure if there was really a Pikuach Nefesh. Amar Leir, yeah. Amar Leir, he said, yes, they are. Do they have horses and mules running behind them and honoring them? Amar Lehu, he said to that also. And yes, they do. Amar Lehi, Yihachi Shapir Vadis. So then it really was, in fact, a real feel for fear for your life. And that I understand why you acted the way you did. Says Gemara Vayta, Aholech Mana Leploni. If someone sees a Shaliach Mana and says, take this Mana to whoever it is, V'alach Avikshav Alamatzo. And he went and he looked for him and he couldn't find him because he died. So now we have a different braces over here. One Tana says that Yichazir Leben Shaleach. The money should be sent to give back to the original sender. Another brace, so we have a stira, Lior Shemish Nishalchulo, should be given to the heirs of the person who was sent. So the Gemara says, can we assume that this is the Nekudas and Machlokas? The Mar Savar, the one Tana who tells us that the money goes to the heirs instead of the, right, it goes to the heirs of the person who was supposed to get it, he holds Holech Kishi. That when you take it, it's as if he acquired it, and therefore the money was handed to the Shaliach, it was originally acquired by the intended person who's supposed to get it, and when he dies, subsequently dies, even before he gets the money, but that was money that was his, so it's passed on to his children. Umar Savar, whereas the other Tan, the other bracelet that we just quoted, holds Holech Lav Kizchi, so it's really Machlokas Tanayim, if we assume Holech Kizchi. The Shaliach was only a Shaliach in order to give it to the person. He did not do a Zechiyah for that person. That was the fundamental difference over here. That's the point the Gemara is making. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abar Bar Mamal, Dekuli Alma Holech Lav Kizchi. Everybody agrees that Holech is Lav Kizchi. It does not mean the Lashon of acquiring. So what's the machlokas between the two braises? Velakasha ha bibari and ha bishrimira. That the braise that tells us that the money is returned to the mishaleach is telling us we're talking about a healthy person. Healthy person's pashut, the money goes back. And the one that says that it doesn't go back is talking about a shrimira, and shrimira, the lashon of holech is pashut, that it's lashon of kinyan, and because kichsuvin chsurin darmu, that's a special halacha that we don't have to be more sick. So even his verbal order to do something is in fact the lashon of telling him to take it over, and that's why the person should receive it. So it's no machlokas even between the braces. Rosvid Amar ha ha b'shchimera. No, they're both talking about shchimera. Ha diesel mekabel b'shas matamusi. We can explain why there's no stira between the braces either, because the one brace is telling us that the money goes to the heirs because the children were the guy was alive when the money was given to the shaliach. It's pashut. It should be given to the person who was intended for, because we're talking about a shchimera. However, the shaila was over here. The shaila was that at the end of the day, The guy died. But no, here we're talking about the guy dies after the first money was given. They could ascertain that he died. He was still alive. It took the shaliach a week to get there. They know that he died right over 3 days after the shaliach went out, started on his journey. So that pasha that the children should inquire it. However, the breisa that tells us the money is returned to the sender refers to a case which the person was not alive when the money was handed over. So therefore, there was no zechiah on behalf of anybody. And that's why we assume that the money goes back to the person who the original sender. That's what's going on in the Gemara over here. Rav Papa Amar, so Rav Papa says, Hava Habibari, that both of the cases are talking about a healthy person. And how the Mismakaba Bachaya Nosen? The Braisa that tells us that the money is returned to the Mishalach refers to a case in which the recipient died during the person's lifetime. Therefore, the we can assume that the shaliach what he was done is now batel. The hadimis nosim mechay mekabel, and the halacha that raises that tells that the money goes to the children of the person that refers to a case where the donor died during the lifetime of that person, and then the intended recipient died before receiving the money. So now, since the person who wanted to give it it was valid at the time of his death, his children are obligated to carry mitzvah lekayim divrei ames, and that's a special halacha, and that's why we need to do it. Okay, so that's what we see from the Gemara over here. Now the Gemara wants to say there's a big machlokas about holech and what exactly the situation is. Lema holech keschi tanai. L'chor the halacha of holech keschi is the following machlokas tanai. We're gonna have like five different shitas over here. Desanya holech mani leploni. If one person says to shaliach, take this money and give it to ploni. V'alach avikshav v'lamatzav. The shaliach went, they couldn't find him because he already died. So one brisa says, Yachzur l'mashaleach. The money should be returned to the sender. Now, meis mashaleach, what if the person who sent it now dies also? Reb Nosson bar Yaakov, Yachzur l'yorshei mashaleach. That the money should be sent back to the original sender's children. That should be sent to the original sender's children. V'yesh omrim l'yorshei mishten shalchulo. And some explain that the money should be given, there's a yesh omrim, it should be given to the children of the person who the money was sent to. Now we have another sheet. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, "Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Shemar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Mitzvah Lekayim De Remes." You should uphold what the person who was dying wanted, and therefore the money should be given to the children of whoever was supposed to get the money. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Chachamim say that the two sides, we don't know who had a paskin, therefore you should divide it. And now the Gemara says another shita, so I think it's number four now. Whatever the shaliach thinks is the best situation to do, he thinks whatever his mishaleach, he should establish whatever he believes is the impression of the person who sent him, and that he should do as he sees fit. Amar Reb Shimon Hanasi, so the Reb Shimon Hanasi said, Al Yadia Yamemaisa, there actually was once such a maisa that happened, a similar situation, and the Chachamim Paskin, V'amru Yachzor L'Yorshei Mishaleach, that the money should be returned to the Mishaleach's children. That's how they paskin. So now the Gemara suggests, My love, Bak Mifri, L'chor, we can assume that this is the Yisod HaMachlokas, the Tanakama Savar Holech Kizchi. The Tanakama understands that the money is returned to the Mishaleach. He understands that Holech is Lav Kizchi, rather, Lav Kizchi, if I said that. Holech is not like acquiring it. Therefore, the Shaliach did not acquire the money on behalf of the recipient, and that's why we assume the money goes back. So the Rabbi Nasan bar Yaakov also says that lacha is that the mishaleach has died, the money is returned to the children. He also agrees that the holech is lav kischi. However, he says alfagav demis, since the person died, lomer mitzvah lekayim mes. And even though the guy dies, we still won't say mitzvah lekayim divrei mes. And that is why it wasn't a shrimra. We assume the money goes back to the original person. However, the Yesh Omrim Holech Kischi, and the Yesh Omrim are going to say the Holech is Kischi. Therefore, when the Shaliach is appointed, then he's handed the money, he does his Chia on behalf of the other guy he's supposed to get, and therefore his children would acquire it upon his death. Rabbi Yehuda, Anasi Omrim Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Shom Mishum Rabbi Meir, Holech Lav Kischi. Holech is Lav Kischi, Miu Hecha Demis. However, in a case where the sender dies, so then, Arminan Mitzah Lekayim Divrei Ames. So we assume that it is a Mitzah to Mekayim, whatever the person wants to do when he dies, therefore the person should give it to his children. The other person should get it. Chachamim say we're not sure what to do. Says the Gemara. Now lechora we're going to assume mishafkalehu. They're not sure how to paskin. They're not sure how to paskin in the shaila. So therefore, if the mishaleach is still alive, he divides the money with the children of the. With the children, since it's undecided what exactly was supposed to happen, and if the mishaleach has died, so then his children will divide the money with the children of the other person. They will divide the money because they're not sure. So that is the shaila because of safek ladina. We're not sure. and there's no mamo, there's no cheskas mamo. I guess maybe actually cheskas one of the first person. Okay, that is a shaila how that works, but that's what the Gemara assumes. Yet you do yachloku. V'kan amru, and here in Bavel they pasken shudda adif, that leaving it to the discretion of the mishaleach, then it should be done based on what the discretion of that mishaleach. Who really was the money should have been intended for? So the Braisa continues. Rabbi Shimon Anasi Maisa. What is Rabbi Shimon Anasi coming to teach you with the Maisa? What exactly was taught by there? That this is a lechora. What was new that wasn't said before? The Tana Kabbar of Nasir Yaakov and Rabbi Huda all agree that Holech is lav kischia. So that is the shaila. What exactly? Sorry, that's not a kasha. I said this wrong. Rabbi Shimon bar Nasya ma'isas l'shbinon. The Gemara is saying that Rabbi Shimon bar Nasya is telling us that this is, in fact, he's telling us the ma'isas l'shbinon. The paskin, they paskin like this. That's what we're telling you. Sorry, I read that, I understood that incorrectly. That and therefore that he's coming to teach us based on the ma'isa how we should paskin. So the Gemara says, no. This is a wrong explanation of the brisa. Bibari de kuli amalo pligi. In regards to a healthy person, everybody agrees that holech is lav kischi. So then, what exactly is the Yisod HaMachlokas over here? B'shchimer, now we're talking about a person who's sick. Uplukta the Rebelazar Rabbanan Kamithligi. They're arguing on the Machlokas, Rebelazar Rabbanan. What's the Machlokas Rebelazar Rabbanan? Disnan, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Bava Basra. Mishnah tells us, HaMechalik Nechasav Alpiv. Someone who distributes his property by an oral declaration. So then, the halacha is as follows. Rebelazar Omer, Echad Bari Vechad Mesuka, Nechasim Shesh Achayas, Nechnun Bekesav Veshar Vechazaka. Whether the father was healthy or he was sick, so his declaration is not going to be valid unless it is if it's land or land or something like that. That's usually nechazim b'shesh machayes because they have a lien on it. Niknam bekesef v'shtar b'chazaka. The way that they're generally nicknames through money, document, or a chazaka, kinyan chazaka by living on that property. That's the normal way that a person is going to the land. So v'she'en l'ar machayes. However, if it's movable property, a nikna l'vashicha, then it's only nicknames through mashicha. That's how generally a kinyan of metaltalin are nicknames. That they're going to be done by amira. The oral declaration is good enough. They don't make a chiluk between a shchimera and a shchimera. That we'll get to. But that's the point of the Gemara right now is that Amr lo ma'isa ba iman shel bnei Roichel. The Chacham said that there once was a ma'isa with the sons of Roichel. That was their father's name apparently. Shaisa chola. So this person was very sick. The Amran, and she said tinasein, turning on to the next. Now, but now kevinasi libni, kevinasi libni leviti. My it's like a nice Rashi's nuksha belaz. Nuksha is a type of ornament that a woman would wear. V'hi b'shneimasar mana, and it was worth 12 mana, which is an insane amount of money. So the Gemara says umesa. Then the mother died without transferring it through a kinyan. V'kima chamet raya, and they upheld her words. So this lechora is a raya that it's able to be done on a deathbed. Amar lahem b'nei rochel tikber mimam. The b'nei rochel, their mother should bury them. They have not. They're not even to be mentioned over here, and you can't bring any raya from them. They violated the lachas of kilayim. So therefore, Belazar is not bringing no raya. There are people who sin, and therefore we don't bring them up, and we shouldn't even mention them. So there's no proof from what happened with them. That's what the Gemara is pointing out over here. So therefore, we see over here that the Chachamim understand that the divrei shchimera take effect upon his death, whereas Rabbi Elazar understands that they are not, and there's no chilik between a seriously ill person and a regular person in terms of the kinanim. You need to do the kinanim. So now the Gemara says, Tanakama Rabbi Elazar. So that Tanakama of the Breisu, who understands that the money should be returned, follows the shita of Rabbi Elazar, that divrei shchimera are no more than a regular person, therefore you need a formal kinyan. Rabbi Nasser Yaakov, not Mikra Belazar, Rabbi Nasser Yaakov is also going to hold like Rabbi Elazar. And he holds Afagav the Mis, Lomir the Mitzvah, the Kaim Divrei Mis, even though the Mishaleach died, so we do not assume that it's an obligation to uphold the words of the dead person. Yesh Omrim is going to hold like the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Elazar, and they hold that there is a concept of a Divrei Shchivara Kimsurin Uchsavin Uchsurim Davu. So therefore, it would take effect of a Kenyan. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Shamar Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Amiyu Eichad Amis, Rabbi Yehuda Mitzvah, Lakaim Divrei Mis. He holds like Rabbi Elazar that Shchimera is no different than a healthy person. However, he understands that it is a Mitzvah, Lakaim Divrei Mis, and therefore the money must be given to the children. The Chachamim understand that the two people should split up the money. Misafkali, they're not sure how to pass like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbanan. The Kan Amru, Shuda Adif, and in Bavel, they're saying that the discretion of the Mishaleach is the best to figure it out. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, Maisa Asa Lashmonin. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is teaching us a Maisa that actually happened, and he, like the Shita of Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yaakov, he's trying to bring a proof for that Shita. Okay, Be'ezos Hashem, we'll pick up with the Ibai Lahu in tomorrow's daf.